presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City. BBC News Business. April 17, 1123 America, New York. Tesla pushes for $56 billion pay deal for Elon Musk. The deal, if approved by shareholders and judges, would be the largest in corporate America. BBC News Business.
April 17, 1117 America, New York. Biden calls for tripling tariffs on Chinese metals. It is the latest protectionist policy to be embraced by the White House in an election year.
Global economy.
April 17, 1116 America, New York. UK inflation data fuels doubts over early Bank of England rate cut. Andrew Bailey is keen to set his own course but may find it uncomfortable to move much faster than the Fed.
Daily FX market news.
April 17, 1010 America, New York. Euro price forecast. EU inflation data bolsters case for June rate cut. Final inflation data for the Eurozone supports the growing calls for a first rate cut in June.
FX Street.
April 17, 9:52 America, New York. USD, CAD falls sharply to 1.3800 despite multiple tailwinds. The USD, CAD pair dipped to round level support of 1.3800 in Wednesday's early American session.
FX Street. April 17, 9:47 America, New York. USD, JPY price analysis. Dominant uptrend continues. USD, JPY is trading in the upper 154.00s. It has formed what looks like a measured move price pattern composed of three waves, commonly labeled A, B, and C.
BBC News Business.
April 17, 9:47 America, New York. Are taxes going up or down? The government talks about taxes coming down, but others talk about them going up. Who is right?
Global economy.
April 17, 9:19 America, New York. Biden's polite Trumpism on China. Communication matters precisely because the structural problem between the pair is probably insoluble.
FX Street. April 17, 9:18 America, New York. AUD, USD rebounds from 0.6400. Even Fed Powell delivers hawkish guidance. The AUD-USD pair finds a cushion near the round-level support of 0.6400 in Wednesday's early American session.
BBC News Business. April 17, 9:16 America, New York. Swift's UK fans lose £1 million in ticket scams, bank says. Lloyds says thousands have fallen victim to ticket scams, with fans losing an average of £332 each.
FX Street.
April 17, 9:13 America, New York, ECB's Cipollone, seeing some signs of economic recovery. European Central Bank, ECB, Executive Board Member Piero Cipollone said on Wednesday that they are seeing some signs of economic recovery in the euro area, citing the latest PMI data.
FX Street.
April 17, 9:04 America, New York, USD, CHF price analysis, rising in a channel. USD, CHF is rallying in an ascending channel on the daily chart.
Global economy.
April 17, 9 o'clock America, New York. U.S. deficit poses significant risks to global economy, warns IMF. Fund also cites concerns over fiscal imbalances in UK, China and Italy.
FX Street.
April 17, 8:47 America, New York. Bowes Green. Worried about what energy price shock might do to inflation expectations. Achieving inflation target has been a bumpy ride. It was always going to be, and that last mile is the hardest work. Bank of England. BO, Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, member Megan Green said on Wednesday.
FX Street.
April 17, 8:42 America, New York. Euro, GBP trades down a fraction after UK and Eurozone macroeconomic releases. The Euro, GBP edges lower a fraction on Wednesday to trade at about the 0.8540 level, after the release of macroeconomic data from both the UK and Eurozone.
New York Times Business.
April 17, 8:34 America, New York, FTC said to consider blocking major fashion merger. Regulators are expected to meet next week to discuss the $8.5 billion deal between Coach's owner, Tapestry, and Michael Kors' parent company, Capri Holdings, which would create a U.S.
FX Street.
April 17, 8:32 America, New York. NVDA reacting higher after ending ABC correction. In this technical blog, we will look at the past performance of the 4-hour Elliott wave charts of NVDA.